Unit 3, The Generation Gap, Part 1, Pre-Reading Task. Listen to the recording two or three times, and then think over the following questions. 1. What sort of a song is it? 2. Who should be sitting up and taking notice? Why? 3. What does the singer think of his parents' way of doing things? 4. Do you agree with what he says?
Have you ever heard about the famous American folk musician Bob Dylan? Listen, he's about to sing you a song called The Times They Are A-Changing.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast, the slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
The song you have just heard was also written by Bob Dylan when a young man in his early 20s. Like many a young man throughout the ages, he felt misunderstood by his parents' generation, a generation he was quite happy to blame for all the ills of the world. He saw a gap between young and old, a gap made wider by different attitudes to change, the young welcoming it, the old resisting it. But change is coming whether we like it or not, coming like a flood that no one can escape. So you had better
admit the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
For those whose job it is to comment on the news and to predict what will happen next, We live in interesting times.
Come, writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide. The chance won't come again.
But they should not be too quick in predicting what is going to happen. The wheel of fortune is still spinning, and those at the bottom of society may find themselves later rising up. And so,
don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming, for the loser now will be later to win.
Many of Dylan's early songs were, like this one, protest songs, songs aimed against injustice. And so he warns politicians not to stand in the way of those who are fighting for justice, a fight that will
soon shake your windows and rattle your walls.
He sees his parents' generation as too ready to criticize their children and unable to understand their hopes and dreams.
Come, mothers and fathers, throughout the land, and don't criticize what you don't understand.
Dylan sees the older generation's way of doing things as outdated. If they are unwilling to change their ways, then they should step aside and let a new generation take over. As he says to them,
your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing.
Part 2, Text A. This comedy centers around a proud father's attempts to help his children, attempts which somehow or other always end up embarrassing them. For the sake of fun, it carries things to extremes, but nearly everyone can recognize something of themselves and their parents in it. Father Knows Better by Marsh Cassidy. My dad's a nice man. Nobody could possibly believe that he isn't. Yet he's, well, he's always doing these stupid things that end up really embarrassing one or more of us kids. One time, see, my brother wanted to buy this guitar. Been saving money for it for a long time. Then he got a job at this fast food place, okay? Waiting tables. It was Sean's first actual job, and he was real happy about it. He figured in 2 or 3 months, he'd have enough money to buy exactly the kind of guitar he wanted. Mom and Dad were proud of him, and, well, okay, he's my big brother, and he's always pulling these dumb things on me. But, well, I was proud of him, too. You know what happened? I hate to tell you, because...
Father knows better.
Good evening, sir. May I help you?
Good evening.
Oh, no.
I'm looking for the manager.
That would be me, sir.
I'm Sam Thompson. My son works here.
Oh, you're Sean's father.
Yes. It's his first job, you know. I just wanted to check that he's doing okay.
Oh, fine. No problem. What did I do to deserve this? Tell me what.
Hiring him was a good thing, then.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Go home, Dad. Go home. Go home.
I'm sure he's a good worker, but a typical teenager, if you know what I mean.
I wouldn't know.
He's a good boy, and I assure you that if there are any subjects that need to be addressed, Sean and I will have a man-to-man talk.
I don't think that will be necessary.
Oh, no problem. I'm proud of my son. Very, very proud. And I just wanted you to know that I'll do anything I can to help him through life's dangerous sea.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Son! I didn't know you were here.
It's where I work, Dad.
Well, of course. I mean, I didn't see you.
I can't imagine why.
Your manager and I were just having a nice chat.
Father, you know better than that.
If that sort of thing happened only once in a while, it wouldn't be so bad. Overall, I wouldn't want to trade my dad for anyone else's. He loves us kids, and Mum too. But I think that sometimes the problem... He wants to do things for us, things he thinks are good. But he needs to give them more thought because
Father knows better.
I have a surprise for you, Diane.
You have a surprise?
Well, whatever it is, dear, don't keep us in suspense.
Well, you know, Dan Lucas and I work together.
Kyle's father?
Don't interrupt, dear. Your father is trying to tell you something.
Something Diane won't want to know, I'll bet.
Whatever would make you think that?
Diane, dear. Heidi, sweetheart, don't distract your father.
Sorry, Mom.
Now then, as I was saying, I know how much you like young Kyle.
Father!
It's true, isn't it? Didn't I hear you tell your mother that you wish Kyle would ask you to the senior prom?
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Please, children, please. Your father is trying to speak.
Yes, I said that. Why are you asking?
Well, then?
Well, then, what?
What did I say? Did I say something wrong?
Not yet, he didn't.
But you know it's coming.
Children, please, do give your father the respect he deserves.
Yes, Mother.
Well, today I saw Dan and asked if he'd like to go to lunch at this French restaurant on 3rd Street. You know the one, Mother.
Well, yes, I believe I do.
My treat, I told him. And, of course, he was glad to accept.
Why wouldn't he be?
Well, yes.
What has this to do with me?
Diane, sometimes I just don't understand your behavior. I try my best.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Diane. Please go on, dear.
As I said...
We know what you said, Daddy.
What? What's that?
She said, we know what you said, Daddy. Oh,
yes, yes, of course.
Well, do get on with it, dear. I made the most glorious dessert. An old recipe handed down to me by my great Aunt Hilda.
Mother, please.
Yes, dear?
At any rate, Dan's a nice guy. Never knew him well. Found we have a lot of the same interests. Our families, our community, global peace, human welfare.
That narrows it down all right.
Father.
Yes, son?
I do believe Diane would like to know the surprise.
Thank you, Sean. I owe you one.
Well, yes. Here it is, then. I told Dan of your interest in his son.
You what?
Diane, what has come over you? I just don't understand the younger generation. Why, back in my day...
Mother, please.
What?
Mother, I believe she wants Father to continue.
Get this over with more likely.
Daddy, please, tell me, now, right away. What did you say, Daddy? Please, tell me, what did you say to Mr. Lucas? Tell me, please, please tell me.
Oh, well, now, this isn't nice. It looks like my little scheme is a success. You're so eager to find out. Makes a man feel as if it's all worthwhile.
Can you believe this?
Oh, sure, can't you?
Yes, well, I told him how much you liked young Kyle and how you'd been wishing he'd ask you to the prom.
You didn't. Tell me you didn't.
Oh, yes. Anything for my children.
And...
Oh, Diane, are you all right?
Well, what did he say?
Well, of course, being the sort of man he is, frank, understanding, he said he'd speak to the young man. Insist he give you a call.
What?
Father,
you know better than that.
I do? Yes. Yes, I guess I do. I've done it again, haven't I?
Can you imagine how humiliated I was? An honor student, class president,
And Father was out asking people to have their sons call and ask me to the prom. But that's my dear old Dad. Actually, he is a dear. He just doesn't stop to think. And it's not just one of us who felt the heavy hand of interference. Oh, no, all three of us live in constant dread, knowing that at any time disaster can strike because...
Father knows better.
So, this is our new student, is it?
That's right.
What's your name, young lady?
Heidi Thompson.
I'm sure you'll find the students friendly and the teachers more than willing to answer questions.
She is an exceptional young woman, you know.
Daddy?
Very, very bright.
Yes. Now, if we can get you to fill out...
Don't know where she got her brains. Her mother, I suppose. Oh, I was bright enough, but... Nothing like Heidi. All her teachers have told Mrs. Thompson, that's her mother, and me that she was just about the brightest.
Well, as I said, if you have proof of vaccinations...
Besides being bright, she's very, very talented.
Please, Daddy, don't do this.
Well, of course I will, darling. I'm proud of you. Your mother and I are proud of you. What, just last year, in her last year of junior high school, before we moved, Heidi placed first in the county in the annual spelling bee. Isn't that wonderful? And she plays the piano like an angel, an absolute angel.
Daddy, please, 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 Daddy, I have to go to class. I want to go to class. Please let me go to class.
See what I mean? Such an eager learner. I can't imagine anyone's being more eager for knowledge than my Heidi, my little girl.
Yes, well, be that as it may.
Daddy, you know better than that.
I do?
Language Sense Enhancement. Read aloud the following poem.
Perspectives by David Anthony. I, when young, meant to change the world. Now I see that the world has changed from my point of view.
3. Read the following quotations. Learn them by heart if you can. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary.
Each generation imagines itself to be more intelligent than the one that went before it, and wiser than the one that comes after it. By George Orwell.
If youth is the season of hope, it is often so only in the sense that our elders are hopeful about us. By George Eliot.
It is one of the capital tragedies of youth, and youth is the time of tragedy, that the young are thrown mainly with adults they do not quite respect. By H. L. Mencken.
Youth is a blunder, manhood a struggle, old age a regret. By Benjamin Disraeli.
4. Read the following humorous story for fun. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary.
During one generation gap quarrel with his parents, young Michael cried, "I want excitement, adventure, money, and beautiful women. I'll never find it here at home, so I'm leaving. Don't try and stop me." With that, he headed toward the door. His father rose and followed, close behind him. "Didn't you hear what I said? I don't want you to try and stop me." "Who's trying to stop you?" replied his father. "If you wait a minute, I'll go with you."